Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Gerald Celente is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and he is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the most interesting people I know. He's the author of Trends 2000. He's the publisher of the Trends Journal. He doesn't like for me to call him a futurist, although I kind of think of him that way, but he prefers to be considered a trend tracker. But I will tell you this, he's, regardless of what he calls himself or I call him, he is always somebody who is pushing the envelope and making us think about things, and quite often pretty controversial. Gerald Celente, welcome back to the show.
No, thanks for having me.
You actually wear that kind of as a badge of honor, don't you, Gerald?
What's that?
Controversial part.
Well, I don't think about controversial. I just don't, you know, I just speak for myself, and I'm a political atheist. I don't take sides in political issues. Like, I'm a citizen of the United States, but I also consider myself a citizen of the world.
Right.
And so I look at things, you know, kind of like a doctor looks at a patient. It doesn't make the doctor, you know, good or bad, or an optimist or a pessimist. He just gives the diagnosis.
Like, yeah, I hear you, but regardless, you know, having said all that, you still say some things that get people riled up sometimes.
Well,
you're probably going to rile some of my folks up today. For example, which is one of the reasons why I like you on the show. For example, you've got a new piece out called The Sequel to 9-1-1. Tell us about that.
Well, what we're saying is that the conditions in the summer of 2005 very closely mirror to the conditions in pre-9/11 summer of 2001.
In what way?
Well, there are a variety, and what we're doing is, and with the Trends Journal, is that we're making this a developing trend forecast. So the first thing we'll look at in the summer of 2005 that mirrors 2001 is the president's popularity rating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at all-time lows right now. People have lost confidence in the war.
Well, how does that compare to 2001?
Because prior to 2001, prior to 9/11 in the summer of 2001, the president's ratings were also very low. Now, it's more than just a snapshot in polls. What happens is that the enemy senses the prey is in a weakened position. They're disoriented, they're unfocused, and they're having problems. These are times, and again, we're putting all the pieces together. These are times when it's not only the nation that's dissatisfied, it's the enemy looking at what can I do? And then we look at other issues like Homeland Security. The reality is there is none. And at the level,
well, you'd have to admit that there's more Homeland Security today than there was 4 years ago.
Absolutely, positively, but that's not enough. Not when we're political atheists. We read the information coming over the wires like everyone else does. In Tennessee, just this week, reports of a dozen undocumented foreign workers gaining access into high-security nuclear plants.
Right.
Then we read the FBI counterterrorism people are not qualified, nor do they have the skills. Again, we're not making this stuff up.
It's a big country. That's the challenge we've got. It's a big country. We're a free society.
Exactly. And it's too big.
Yeah.
We're looking at millions of illegal immigrants. I'm telling you one thing. Don't get the Mexicans angry. If they turn against us and become terrorists, we'll never be able to stop them.
So what are some of the other things that you think mirrors 2001, pre-9/11?
Well, the other things are the hatred in America. It was growing in 2001, and a hatred against America, and now it's escalated
Hatred by who?
Hatred by a lot of people around the world. Here's what's going on.
Now, let's make sure we separate. One thing I want to do, though, Gerald, I want to separate. I agree with you. There are some people who don't like the United States, but actually, what they don't like is the Western is they don't the Western civilization, not so much just the United States. But the other thing is, I want to make sure we separate hatred from jealousy because there's a lot.
Let's talk about hatred because that's what we're really talking about. What the United people in America see. I mean, if we could have this discussion, we could start talking today about the headlines in today's news. What did the runaway bride have for breakfast? I mean, did they find the girl that's lost in Aruba?
Yeah.
And what's the follow-up on Michael Jackson? Look at the irresponsible news that we're getting.
Yeah.
Oh, they found the little lost Boy Scout in Utah. I'm an adult. Why do I know this stuff?
Stand by,
Gerald.
We got to take a quick break because one of the things that hasn't changed since pre-911 is we still have to sell some things. 22. We'll be right back with our good friend Gerald Celente after these messages. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gerald Celente is here, too. He's the author of Trends 2000 and the publisher of the Trends Journal and periodic publications that he emails. I'm a happy subscriber of all the things that he does. And he's a trends tracker. I call him a futurist, but he's also, Gerald, sometimes, by the way, your other book is called What ZZ Gave Honey Boy. That's a good book. Is that still available?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Good deal.
And yeah, they're all on our website at trendsresearch.com.
And they can subscribe to all your publications there, too.
Right.
Trendsresearch.com. Okay, Gerald, you were telling us about some of the things that are similar to this year, to 2001. I spoke with Chris Shays, Congressman Chris Shays of Connecticut, in the last few months. He's a member of the House Committee on Homeland Security, and I'm sorry, Intelligence, and he said to me and a handful of other folks, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when we have another terrorist attack.
Yeah, and again, I'm not a Monday morning quarterback on this. If you pick up my book Trends 2000, which came out in 1996. I wrote about crusade, waking up in the new millennium, and Crusades 2000 is raging, and, quote, terrorism is pandemic. I mean, so this isn't new to us. I've been a guest speaker at VMI as a keynote speaker on new millennium warfare back in 2000. So I'm saying these things from having written about them before they've happened. And when I was talking about why Americans aren't prepared and why the world hates us is because of the news that we're getting compared to the news that the rest of the world sees. And what the rest of the world sees, Jim, is day after day of atrocities in Iraq that they consider atrocities of people being blown up.
Well, but wait a minute, Gerald. Who are committing these atrocities?
Both the United States, and that's the ones that we never see, and the people fighting
against.
Well,
the atrocities, now, you know, Gerald,
finish, Jim,
okay.
All right? What they're seeing are blown up people. They're seeing mass destruction. And they see a war of resistance. They don't see it as a war of freedom, liberty, and democracy.
Why don't they see that? Because that's what's going on.
I'm just telling you what the people are.
But why don't
reacting
they see that
to?
Though, Gerald?
Excuse me?
Why don't they see that? Because that's what's happening. You've got Muslims killing Muslims.
And they see Americans going there for fake reasons. Reasons, again, we're political atheists. We're telling you what the world is responding to, not the right or the wrong of it.
One of the things, Gerald, that I'm irritated about is how the news media that I know you don't have a great deal of respect for, and I'm with you in a lot of that.
I have no respect.
I'm with you in a lot of that. But the thing is, Gerald, is that on this show several times a year we report reports on this show from Iraq, and we have now for over 2 years on how the economy is being developed in Iraq. You never see that on CNN. You never see that on NBC. There are a lot of good things happening in Iraq that you never see. All you hear about are what you call atrocities, and I think that's doing a disservice, and that's contributing to the hatred.
Whether or not, as I said, the right or the wrong, the good or the bad, that's not our business. Our business is to see what's going on and assess the implications.
Well, all right, let's stop for a second. Let's take a deep breath And you're the trend tracker. What I want you to tell us is, what does that mean? Because I want to move on to some economic issues here in a second. What is your prediction? What is your projection?
There's one other issue. The other issue is going to be Israel and what's going to evolve in the Middle East. And that's another similarity back to 2001. Because if you pick up the old newspapers, and that's what we do, the Trends Journal, we journal the news each day, you'll see how the world, like papers like USA Today to the Financial Times, they were outraged at the election of Ariel Sharon, and these are their words, because of what they expected and how he would derail the peace process, which in fact has happened.
So what's going to be the net result of all this, Gerald?
The net result is going to be terrorist strikes against the United States and their allies, whether here or abroad.
Right.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And we think the when is coming closer. To bring it into economic terms, which we do, if this happens, and it happens at any significant level, it's going to crash this economy. So what we're advising people to do is to be prepared. You can see the crash coming. Look at the information.
What should we do? What specifics should we do?
Well, again, and I'm saying this not as – we don't give financial advice. And
right.
I want to make that clear. And we're not allied with any companies that sell gold. Or
right.
We don't
I know,
do any
I know
work for
not.
Them.
But you believe in gold, don't you?
We definitely believe in gold and have been. And you could pick up our Trends Journals going back 4 years ago when it was a $275 an ounce and we recommended buying it. I must have recommended buying it on your show at least a dozen times. And now an important thing has happened. The equation used to be a weak dollar equals strong gold. A strong dollar equals weak gold. Now we have a strong dollar. The dollar has gained over 10% against the euro.
It's stronger.
And gold prices
are still going
up.
Excuse
me?
It's strong. It's not strong, but it's stronger.
A stronger dollar. We have a stronger dollar. It's gained 10% over the euro, and gold prices are still going up. That's important because what the investors are saying, they don't have faith in the American economy, even though the dollar is getting stronger, and they don't have faith in the European economy.
Even though the American economy is growing at 3.5%, and it's more than double Europe's economy, and probably...
But the investors have faith in neither.
Yeah. Stand by. When we come back... I'm going to ask Gerald, is there anything about what's going on in the world today that you like? After these messages, 10 till, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Gerald Celente. His website is trendsresearch.com, right, Gerald?
That's right, Trends Research.
And that's where you can find his book, Trends 2000, and also subscribe to his newsletters. And, folks, I encourage you to do that. And now, I know your print newsletter, you charge for that. But what about your email?
Oh, no, that's
product?
Part of the subscription. Yeah,
part of the deal.
Both. Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
All right. Gerald, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to wrap up. I know you got one more thing stuck in your craw. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. And after that, you've got to tell us about things that you like about what's
okay.
going on.
Here's when we're saying that the investors are skeptical about the United States. Yes, the economy is growing, but we also have the debt load. We have personal debt, public debt, and an imbalance of trade that's enormous. So that's why they're voting again. That's why gold is growing. So what do we like what's going on? The opportunities have never been better. Because what America is doing right now, it's a Me Too society like we've never seen. There's a lot of opportunity for entrepreneurs in this kind of a climate. But it's also one where you have to really chart your own course. For instance, everybody and their uncle and aunt now is in the real estate business or a mortgage broker or something, flipping buildings. When the rookies get in the business is going to start going bad. It happens whether it's a dot-com crash.
Right.
You keep going back.
It happened in the 80s with commercial real estate.
We remember people flipping built contracts.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We all remember this. And the same thing we're being set up for now. The opportunities exist, but not with a mass mentality that everyone's buying into. So,
as Mr. Greenspan called it, once you get to the greater fool level, then you got trouble. where you believe that there's a greater fool out there than you who will take it off your hands.
Exactly. So, but there are opportunities, and we make that very clear, and that's what the Trends Journal is really about. But
aren't you excited about the opportunity for businesses all over the world to be able to trade with small business, with customers in other parts of the world through the internet and
well, exactly.
Through other, isn't that an exciting time?
Exactly. And here's something else. You know how these cities and states are always looking for development opportunities and trying to bring in business? I cannot understand why there's not one major city in this country or minor city that's trying to encourage the development of alternative energy. And I'm not talking about solar or wind power. How about something we haven't seen before?
Hydrogen.
Whatever it might be. Cold fusion, hydrogen, zero point energy. Whatever, whatever, whatever. And by the way, there's a magazine out there called Infinite Energy that's worth looking at. There's a lot of work being done here. These are the kind of things. How is this country, how are businesses going to operate?
But
$3 a gallon oil.
But, Jared, one thing about it, and one of the reasons why the $2 a barrel, a gallon of oil, a gasoline, has not hurt us as bad as it could have, is even though we're more dependent upon foreign oil than we've been before relative to where our oil comes from, as a percent of gross domestic product, petroleum is a much smaller piece of the economy.
That's true in one sense, but it's a bigger piece of the people's pocketbooks riding around in gas-guzzling SUVs. I mean, what does it cost to fill one of these things
what
up?
Do you drive? What do you drive?
Me? I drive a Miata, and I have an Audi.
Yeah, but you're a cool guy, Gerald.
Well, and I have to tell you, my Miata has 210,000 miles on it. I bought it brand new.
I bet
new,
you look cool in it, too.
And I'm getting
restored. What else do you like about the future, Gerald? What's the thing in the future that's going to be the most exciting, do you think?
I think the most exciting thing in the future is that when the country begins to focus more on the people in this country and make America as great as it used to be, and that the corporations stop being so greedy and people start really living by the golden rule, that's when things will change.
Do you know what's going to make what you just said become a reality? Small businesses.
I agree. The
21st century is the century of the entrepreneur.
Before I came on your show, I bicycled over to my local little coffee place over here and got some coffee, said hello to Charlie. They have free cookies out there. I grabbed a couple, bought the newspaper, had a conversation. That's what America used to be a lot about.
We're headed back in that way because of small business owners. Gerald, we have to wrap it up, but this is mine and your 7th anniversary of having done the show. Thank you for being an outstanding resource for us all these years.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks. Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen, and that's Celente, and the website is trendsresearch.com. I hope you check that out. We'll see Gerald again real soon. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and remember this, folks, a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.